2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacy Lynn. Severe weather whipped through parts of the country this weekend. Tornadoes leaving a path of destruction. At least 19 are dead across four states. When a twister hit this man's mobile home park in Sanger, Texas, he hid in a cooler with some neighbors.
I grabbed my dog. We headed for there, and it just it was just unbelievable, the sound of all the destruction going on around us.
Arkansas was hit hard. Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders says eight people were killed in her state.
We are in still an assessment phase. We're going to have to continue to focus in the immediate on the rescue side. As we move into the recovery, the rebuilding efforts will come. This is not going to be a short process.
The damage from these tornadoes is widespread, and there are still hundreds of thousands without power. In New Guinea, the people are in mourning after the deadly landslide on Friday. As many as 2,000 people are feared buried. Rescuers are scrambling to find any survivors in the remote region. The Israeli army said it had carried out a precise strike on a Hamas compound in southern Gaza. But CBS's Linda Gradstein tells us
the Palestinian Red Crescent said the airstrike was carried out over an area that is designated a humanitarian zone by Israel and that it sparked a fire that spread quickly.
Hamas claims dozens of civilians were killed. Frightening moments on a Qatar Airways plane on its way to Dublin yesterday. These passengers described what it felt like when the plane hit severe turbulence.
It was quite scary.
I have seen a few people. They were like literally flying in the plane.
You just don't know, is this it or not?
12 people were hurt. The Libertarian Party has apparently chosen its candidate for president.
Libertarians have finished flirting with Donald Trump. He was heckled at their convention Saturday night and also decided against former Democrat Robert F. Kennedy Jr. It took delegates six ballots to whittle down the candidates until one was close to 50%. Party Chair Angela McArdle.
Michael Ruchtenwald is going to be removed from the ballot, and it's going to be Chase Oliver versus Noda.
Chase Oliver ran as a Senate candidate in Georgia 2 years ago. By the way, Noda, that's apparently the Libertarians' version of Nada, meaning the other choice was no one. Peter King, CBS News.
For the second straight year,
Joseph Newgarden had to wait 12 times for winner.
Joseph Newgarden is the winner of the Indy 500. He put a cheating scandal behind him to become the first back-to-back winner since 22 years ago. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Weather is sponsored by Peck Roofing, Inc., veteran and locally owned and operated. Learn more online at peckroofinginc.com.
It's fair time across Wisconsin, and with more than 70 county fairs, three district fairs, and the state fair, there's something for everyone to enjoy, including classic carnival games like Skee Ball, made in Wisconsin. You just roll that ball up a ramp and use enough strength to hop the ball into one of the bullseye rings, then add up your points. So what is the actual object of skee-ball? To show off your bowling-like skills to your friends? To work on your attention span? Or to win a prize, like a stuffed animal? The answer coming up. Skee-ball is close to 110 years old. It's made in Pulaski, Wisconsin by Baytech Games. The company itself originally started in a basement. Now, do you know the object of the skee-ball game? It really is to add up your points and win a prize like a stuffed animal. One fun slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, guys. I really appreciate being here.
Oh, we are so happy to have you here. Okay, for our listeners who may not be familiar with you, give us a little bit of a backstory. Tell us about, you know, growing up in the Appalachian Mountains. Wow.
Well, actually, there was a little miscommunication. I'm not from the Appalachian Mountains. Oh. I had a childhood where we moved around a lot. All throughout my childhood, I eventually ended up in Madison, where I lived, because I've lived in 31 places in my life.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh.
I've moved a lot. So Madison, because I lived here for a relatively longer spell than other places, it has a very homey kind of feeling for me, and a lot of sturdy relationships that have endured the test of time as I continue to travel across the country and do my thing and be Katie. So
that's amazing.
How did you get your start in music?
Well, my dad, I kind of feel like it was my fate. My dad is a bluegrass banjo player. Speaking of the Appalachian Mountains, he plays like Appalachian bluegrass music. So he plays the banjo, and he also is an acoustic guitar flat picker. So I grew up with live music in our house as a little girl. He played to my mom like when I was in the womb. So I feel like I didn't really have a choice. It was going to happen eventually. It was just a matter of when. So,
you said that he was a banjo player and an acoustic flat picker?
Wow. Yeah, a guitar flat picker.
What is a guitar flat picker?
So in bluegrass music, if you play a guitar, it's like you could... There's like where you... It's a style of strumming. It's like a strumming pattern in bluegrass guitar music as opposed to like finger picking.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, interesting.
And she can do it all.
So
I'm learning here. I've never heard of that before.
Yeah, it's definitely probably different lingo than like rock and roll music for sure. But so my dad played bluegrass music in the home, and my parents played a lot of just like 60s and 70s music.
Oh, that's fun.
On vinyl, like when I was a little girl. So I was very impacted by that, and I was always a very sensitive, artistic child. So I just really kind of... attached to music and songs and art. And so, and I was always singing like to a flaw. I still do that for sure. And so I think it was just an eventual inevitability. It's just a matter of like, it took me a long time of exploring things that were not quite for me before I realized that this is like probably something I should be doing as a grown up for
real.
Well,
we're glad you are. Oh my
goodness.
I'm
so glad too. Yeah.
Where do you, what do you call home right now then?
That is a really tricky question. I'm actually writing a book about it.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
You'll have to come back.
Yeah. Well, it's a complicated question, too, because soon I'll have been living in Appalachia longer than I've lived anywhere else. But I'm not Appalachian. But yet, at what point do you get to call someplace home? And at what point do you get to say you're from somewhere?
Yeah, that's a good question.
I know. It's like fraught with a lot of stuff because I don't feel like I'm from anywhere. And a lot of times... when I think of home, like I think of different places or people or foods, but it's not necessarily, I haven't had a lot of cohesion in my life. I've had a lot of adventure and a lot of freedom, but I haven't had a lot of the stability that a long-term home would provide. And so I'm working on a long-term book project about that. And also like, yeah, who gets to claim a certain space? Because I'm certainly not Appalachian, but yet I'm certainly not from like... the Midwest either. You know what I mean?
Right.
So it's a complex topic and there's a lot to unfurl there, and I'm working on it. And I think I'm still trying to figure that out, where home is.
Yeah.
Where do you store your suitcase?
And all my plants now. That, now I'm living in Maryland. So Maryland is a very small state, but there's like three separate sections of it. There's the urban part of it, which is like Baltimore that people think of first a lot of times. And then there's the beach part of it, like Ocean City, Maryland, where it's like a tourist destination. And but I live in the Appalachian part. So I live in the mountains, which, and I spend a lot of time. It's very close to Virginia and West Virginia. So those states all kind of intersect at the intersection or confluence, rather, of the Potomac and the Shenandoah River. So that's kind of the epicenter of where I spend a lot of my time being a feral human.
Wow.
Human. Okay, I'm writing that down. I'm going to borrow that from you.
Untamable.
I love it.
Let's get to live music in the lair with Katie Powderly, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The first song you have for us tonight, it's a new song, and it's called Live and Learn, and was released in a video EP entitled Live at Mystery Ton Studio. But you may release an electrified version. Tell us about the song before you play.
Okay. I wrote the song many years ago and I recorded it. I have an electric band. I have an electric band, an acoustic band, and I've also played bass in bluegrass bands. So I have a lot of different musical projects. But obviously with 2020 and the things that transpired during that time, I had a backlog of an album that I was planning to release with my electric band. And this song is fully produced as part of an LP that's going to come out next year with my electric band. And I'm excited about that. And it's unreleased. My electric band is called The Unconditional Lovers. And it's a bunch of guys based loosely out of the Frederick, Maryland area. But there were a lot of people, because I started out playing bluegrass music and acoustic music. A lot of people who used to like me from when I was just a bluegrass musician, not just, but like when I strictly played exclusively bluegrass music, people will say that they miss that acoustic kind of stuff, because what I've been releasing, like my first album was an electric band album. And they're like, are you ever going to go back to bluegrass music or kind of acoustic, like your roots or whatever? So I thought it would be fun for this video series if I, one of my bandmates at the time, if we just did like a stripped down acoustic live session of some songs that I'll release eventually, like in more electrified versions. But so this is just, the video is me in a basement in a studio at Mystery Ton Studios with my bandmate Chance Hurley. So I was playing guitar and singing and he was playing mandolin. And so it's a way for people to maybe engage more with the lyrics without being overwhelmed by the production of it. Not that it, the production on my electric band album will be overwhelming, but it's just, some people have their preferences. They like that acoustic vibe versus electric vibes. So I'm trying to, I don't know. This is more like what you hear in the room when you're with me, as opposed to like lush production work where you're hearing guitar pedals and amps and stuff like that, you know?
Well, let's hear it.
Yeah.
Okay. Live and Learn live in the Lair with Katie Powderly on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Yeah, I was just saying, like, your previous guest was so sparkly with her personality, and she's really uplifting. I was like, I want to warn you guys in advance, I am not like that. Oh. Welcome to Unhappy Hour. No, it's okay. I accept it. I write sad songs, but I just want to be, like, I've come to terms with it. I accept who I am, but I was like, just so your listeners know, it's time for Unhappy Hour with your old friend, Katie Powderly.
Night falls, skin's her knee. Day breaks, her like me. And you say, live and learn. If y'all take turns playing the shoulder slump under the weight of these regrets. And you say, live and learn. We all take turns. And you say, live and learn. We all take turns.
Holy cow. Katie Powderly, everybody.
I'm having a little bit of trouble with my guitar. I've had some, I'm having some, just like some intonation issues a little bit because I'm in a drastic change of weather. So let me just keep working on tuning in between songs there and stuff. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Do what you got to do. You know, awesome. It's live. It's live radio. No,
live in the studio.
You got it. I'm going to ask you a question.
Okay.
And hopefully you guys can still work on your guitar, whatever you need to do. I think it sounds terrific, but you
awesome.
Know,
thank you so much.
You've come back to Madison to promote your new album, Live by the Song, Die by the Song. And your album release show, you're holding at the Burr Oak in Madison on December 30th.
On the east side in the old neighborhood, yeah.
Yeah. And before we actually dive into all of that, you know, it's a city of food, places, restaurants, you know, Madison, because you said you've been here for a while in the past.
Although I moved away and it changes so...
It really does.
It's become unrecognizable in some parts, like this whole... State Street is so different. Like, I don't recognize entire blocks. It's a mixture of, like, feeling familiar and totally alien at the same time.
Oh, I get that. Yeah. Do you have a favorite food place?
Yes.
Okay.
It's so hard to choose. Oh, my gosh. Every single time I come here, there are certain places that I have to go.
Are they still there, I hope?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yes. So, like, if I have money, my favorite place to go is Sardine because it's... so many of my like happiest celebratory memories are there. I love their frites. Have you ever had their little tiny french fries?
I haven't, but I think I want them.
They're so good. Wonderful. It's the best. But then I always feel like, so that's more upscale. It's like for frites or like you can sit at the bar and get a burger or just like a glass of wine or something like that. But, if I want a fish fry, I have to go to the Old Fashioned. And I definitely just ate there tonight before coming here on the show. They have a perch entree, which is like absolutely phenomenal. It's just lightly fried and perfect and so good.
And it's a Saturday night and you can still get that.
I know.
Not a Friday night, you know.
I know. Typical. I know. So I eat one or two of those a year and it's like just really hits that spot of like when we were talking about home earlier, there are certain foods that feel like home and that's one of them. And then finally, I always have to get a pizza from Sal's Tomato Pies.
Oh, yeah.
So we go and get takeout in Monona.
Nice.
Yeah. So they have a lot of like seasonal local produce that they use in local ingredients. That's kind of what they're known for. So they have a tagline that's called like, all Wisco, no Cisco.
Yeah.
So, so he does his shopping for ingredients at the farmer's market. Yeah. So I remember my favorite one from the last summer was like fresh zucchini and goat cheese with like, it was like a white pizza. And I think there was maybe fresh dill on there, but it was just so delicious.
I think we've had that one and it was, my gosh. Bomb.
I know. Wow. And I took a picture of it too, because it looked like a piece of art. I was like.
Pizza porn.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly.
Great.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
It's incredible.
They're one of our sponsors too. So thanks for talking about them.
SalvatoresTomatoPies.com.
Yes.
Well, that works out well.
Let's talk about your band and the live show. In the summer, we can find you at Adwood Fest, at Sugar Maple Fest, and you have a band of powerhouse Madison musicians, including friends of the show, Star Moss on guitar,
Star.
And David Havas on upright bass, along with Chauncey Ali on fiddle and mandolin. Yeah. Tell us about your band of bluegrass boys.
They're like the best dudes I know. I'm super blessed to be able to play with. They're just like really good guys, but also really good players. It's very wholesome. We met several years ago. I've known Chauncey actually off and on for like 20 years, but we are more like acquaintances. We'd never played music together until this last year. But for the last several years, I go to the Bluegrass Jam at this bar in Monona, or it's actually, I believe, technically in Madison. It's called the Muskie Lounge. Are you familiar with that?
Oh, yeah.
It's a really cool spot. It's like got a fishing theme. And they have a shuffleboard game. But on Monday nights, there's a bluegrass jam there. And it's loosely organized by some people that the bluegrass jam has changed locations over the years. But there's this very welcoming community to kind of newcomers to the scene. So if you're not super familiar with the genre and you want to learn how to play with other people, learn bluegrass standards and take turns kind of soloing and just fostering that sense of community, that jam is really conducive and nurtures that. So whenever I'm in town, I like to swing by there and it was a massive group. Sometimes it gets so full and crowded, but I just noticed that there were several people who were like pretty exceptionally good players. And long story short, over the course of several years, we all became friends and our friendship blossomed beyond just like playing at the Muskie, we started to play together and we're just like homies. They call me bro. I call them bro too.
You're
bros.
You're
I know.
In.
I'm a girl, but I'm, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm one of the guys for sure. Bro.
Well, dude, let's get back to some live music in the lair with Katie Powderly, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us tonight, it's called Sunday. And I'm wishing this was a song about football, but I have a feeling you're going to tell me that this is a love song.
Yeah, it's a love song. Normally I write songs about bad men just because it's just, there's just so much to deconstruct there. But this is a song about a good man. You would think that based on my songwriting that I'm like kind of a downer of a person. Like I write really sad songs and I like dark themes in my songs. But in real life, that's not my personality. It's just like what my music is. And it's interesting because people are like, oh no, is it just going to be like sad at the Burr Oak? Like, no, we laugh and tell jokes. There are sad songs there, but that's a huge part of it. But it's not like a downer. It's more, I don't know. You'll see if you come to the show. Boy. I hope you do. But yeah, Sunday is a song I wrote before the pandemic. It's a love song. I used to live on an organic farm, technically in Maryland, but out towards like Harper's Ferry way. And so a lot of the lyrics that you'll hear in the songs talk about the different animals and the different nature. I'm more of a country person, if you can't tell, than a city person. So I spend a lot of time outside, and my lyrics kind of reflect my connection to nature, and I derive a lot of inspiration from that. So, and I think it creates a sense of place too, because my writing is very informed by where I live. And so this song is called Sunday, but you'll hear there's references to stars and constellations and animals and such.
All right.
And I actually, I recorded this. This is in the backlog of projects that have been delayed due to COVID. But are you all familiar with a band called the Steel Wheels based out of Virginia?
I feel like I've heard of them.
They're so great. A lot of times we'll play like at the Stoughton Opera House.
I've
played there with them a couple years ago. But we have a project where I wrote the songs and I play guitar and I sing, and they are acting as the backing band. And it's not released yet because I just am trying to release it more in a trickle than like a, here's a million things at once to pay attention to. But that is definitely on coming down the pike. It's just a matter of a when. So I'll have more info about that the next year probably.
Oh, good.
But
she'll have to come back.
Yes. Oh, that would be so great.
Yes.
Okay, so this is on Sunday. It's about a good man.
All right. Katie Powderly live in the lair on Max Inc. Radio.
Your kisses pushed me in the water. I'd forgotten how to swim. Every day is Sunday, your name I only am. No, I'm not the only songbird whistling you a tune, but I will love you neath the fireflies, Ryan and the moon. I'm coming back to life, coming back to life. Coming back to life with you.
darkness, your path becomes unclear. I will sing you secret songs that only you can hear. We'll speak in coded language while you find your way back home. And all your friends remind you, you were never all alone.
Live in the lair.
Just got a message about Katie. We always invite people to text or to call or to message, whatever. This is actually a friend of mine, Louie, and Louie says, this gal is amazing.
Oh, that's really sweet.
Love her smoky voice, and I'm hooked on her songs already.
Well, tell him my mom's check is in the mail to him, and he can expect that in 3 to 5 business days. You can tell Louie that flattery will get him everywhere.
Oh, and it's just actually a woman.
Oh, Louie, yeah. Well, thank you. You can tell her that flattery will get her everywhere. It's just a matter of where it is she's trying to go.
See, you do have a good sense of humor. I like it.
I mean, I'm not as charismatic as everyone, but...
That was funny.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Okay. Let's go to this new album.
Yeah.
I like the name, too. Live by the Song, Die by the Song.
Thank you. Coming out
on Red Wing Blackbird Records.
Yes, ma'am.
Which is your own startup label?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Tell us about your business. And what is it like to be the musician, but then you're also the business side? What kind of structure do you have to sort of use and set up and being independent and also touring? And just tell us the story.
It's a lot. Well, it's a lot to maintain. I'm also a graphic designer, so I design a lot of my own graphics and the packaging for my albums and stuff. I did not do the cover illustration work, but I do like the packaging and social media graphics and stuff. And it's a lot of administrative time. So people are like, what do you do all day? Do you just like sit around and play guitar? And I'm like, actually, I spend almost no time doing that. It's really unfortunate because I go to a jam where I live like every other week, but otherwise, like, I just haven't had a chance to really pick up my guitar much because I have so much administratively on the back end of things. But the good news is I've had just like a small team of people who work for me on a super part-time basis. And so I'm getting more support as the new year comes, but I'm not really in a position to talk about that yet because, but yeah, it's a lot of really boring business stuff, but
it has to be done.
Yeah, yeah, it does. It has to be done. But also at the same time, like, no matter what, I have to make a living somehow. So I'd rather have the boring stuff be devoted to something I feel ultimately more passionate about. Yeah. That's kind of under the umbrella of what I feel like is my sense of purpose, as opposed to just kind of, for me personally, like running on a treadmill where I've worked at different jobs over the years and I just did not necessarily feel like they were aligned with what I was called to do. So this, even though there are different aspects of it that are more boring, I still feel like it's in alignment with my calling, and I'm getting more able to, as time progresses, I'm very blessed to be able to delegate stuff and hire stuff. Like, I have an accountant, I have people that help me with various roles, so I'm no longer doing everything.
Right.
So I can delegate according to what where I lack expertise. So I have compensation for my weak points, which feels really strategic and like a huge relief. And then also I'm able to do the stuff that's fun. Like, I love the design work. It's a really nice respite from playing and writing songs, because
it's
sometimes
still artsy though, you know.
Oh yeah, yeah, for sure. Yeah. Absolutely. But I get really burned out at times with the writing or just music. I think there are seasons in our lives where I feel like a lot of output, like I'll write a ton of songs and have a lot of gestation kind of like with that. But then there are also periods where I have a dry spell with music, but then I'm really prolific in other areas like design or art or visual stuff. So I feel like I kind of toggle back and forth and it works out really well.
Wow.
Well, let's get back to live music in the Lair with Katie Potterly, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. After the break, we're going to start talking about your new album, Live by the Song, Die by the Song. But right now, let's get a little taste from it. This next song you have for us, it's the first single from the album, and it's called My Morning Dove.
Yeah.
What's the inspiration for this song, quickly?
I was living on that farm, and there was a pair of mourning doves that nested right on our front door. So every morning I would walk on the land where we lived, and I would just hear them calling to each other. And they mate for life, which I thought was a beautiful thing to know. I don't know if you're familiar with their call, but that's another sound that sounds like home to me, is the call of a mourning dove. And if you just listen to the lyrics, like, this song is actually the second chapter to the story that was started in the song I started like Sunday is chapter one, and then My Morning Dove is chapter two. It's the same characters, 3 years apart. But this is like a call to someone who's been subsumed by their grief, and you're trying to beckon them back to the light, I guess.
All right. It's Katie Powderly live in the Lair on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
I'm gonna get comfy in my little chair over here. Thank you for that.
The morning doves are crying. They're calling you by name. There ain't no use denying which one of us is to blame. We knew that it was dangerous. Two moths drawn to a fire. I just can't say no to you. Touch me like an electric wire. What have you done? What have you done? What have you done? What have you done? We knew from the beginning. We knew the stakes were high. But something about the way you kissed me, while you looking me dead in the eye, you had me up against the wall, babe. You caught me from behind, praying on the floor on all fours, temporarily blind. What have I done? 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 Have I done.
Katie Powderly here on Max Inc. Radio. Wow. KJ, do we need to take it to a break now?
As a matter of fact, we do need to take it. I hate to do it.
I know. I do, too. It just feels like we are in such a good space right now with Katie. But, okay.
We're going to come right back to it right after this.
You're listening to the Memorial Day Weekend Marathon of Live in the Lair on Max Inc. Radio on the Civic Media Network. Reliving some of the best performances live in the Lair. It's Max Inc. Radio.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Your home, your property, your decision. At Weikert Realtors Lake Point, we'll guide you every step of the way, whether you're buying or selling a home or exploring commercial property. Your dream is within reach. You'll find our realtors love what they do, and more importantly, we think it's fun helping our clients achieve their goals. Who wouldn't want to do that every day? Give me a call at 608-721-8002. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Come for the homemade food and beer and stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu and upcoming events at fullmilebeercompany.com.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today.
Happy Memorial Day weekend. You're listening to the Live in the Lair Memorial Day Weekend Marathon.
Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. We are local music, original local music until midnight. We've got Max Inc. Heavy coming up after 10 o'clock. But right now, let's get right back into Live in the Lair with Katie Powderly.
All right. Thanks, KJ. I'm Rocker here with Terry Barr, and we have Katie Powderly live in the Lair on Max Inc. Radio. Katie, we just heard you play the first single from your new album, Live by the Song, Die by the Song. Tell us a little bit about this ominous sounding title.
I mean, I think it's sometimes it's about my life. I mean, I feel like songs have given me the most exhilaration I've ever experienced, but also like it can be a hard life to live that as your full-time career. And so when you kind of walk down that path, you're accepting both the beauty and the hardship of it at times. And also I think that all of these songs on this album are a message in one way or another to people, other people who've devoted their lives to songs in the same way that I have. I feel like that's a very common theme in songwriting. When I used to have a radio show on another station in town here, I would often, because I know so many people in the national Americana and folk songwriting community, I would play one song written by one person and then I would play the response song written by the person. And I wouldn't say that, but if you listen to my old playlists, there's a more macro level narrative going on there. So I think these are just my attempts to communicate. I'm not a good communicator on the spot, but after I've had the opportunity for some introspection and reflection, songs are the distillation of what I wish I could have said in the moment. I'm better at reflecting and writing and saying my piece after the fact. Mm-hmm. So yeah. And then once it's out of me, I feel free. So it can exist in the entity of the song and it's no longer kind of clinking around inside my heart or my head.
That's cool. At least you find a way to get it out no matter what. And some people walk around just holding on to that because they don't have that kind of outlet.
I know. I often wonder how normal people who don't write songs. I do. I wonder how they cope with the big stuff of life, because like songwriting provides me with such a sense of freedom, because then it's out and it doesn't make me sad to sing the sad songs. It makes me happy. And it's such a sense of like community when my close friends play in my bands and like play my songs with me. Like I think it's really fun. So although the song the topics about in the songs are maybe sad or not necessarily uplifting, the whole experience for me is very uplifting.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. I love the description of your album, too. So let me read this a little bit and then have you kind of, okay, you know, say something in return. A stripped down acoustic bluegrass adjacent EP of original songs entitled Live by the Song, Die by the Song. 5-song collection serves as a portrait of Katie's emotional landscape informed by a carefree summer spent splashing in the Shenandoah River, falling in and out of love. Through a series of dark Appalachian ballads, the EP documents the journey of the artist coming to identify the bouquet of red flags she'd had first perceived as roses and their thorns. Tell me more.
Well,
wow.
I think it's true. It's not. Yeah, it's the truth. It's the truth. He's not lying to you. But, yeah, I think the songs that I write are clearly informed by where I live because a lot of my lyrics are about nature, like I was just saying. But yeah, there are some songs about love and disillusionment on this record for sure. And I think the stories are in the lyrics. But I think, yeah, I think that when people are pursuing you, they try to put their best foot forward, mm-hmm, until you are convinced. And maybe you're the type of person that wants to see the best in people. Mm-hmm. And maybe you give people the benefit of the doubt because you know that if given the opportunity, you would choose the wholesome choice. But maybe not everybody has those same goals for themselves or intentions or that kind of a spirit. Yeah. So I think this album is a lot about a loss of innocence and becoming disillusioned, but at the same time, trusting one's own inner instincts and understanding that when you first see something, it's really important to recognize it and honor that and act accordingly immediately instead of suppressing that inner voice that's ultimately there for our protection.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. Oh, wow.
We're hearing a lot about inner voices today.
I know, it's special. I am just loving this whole evening. My goodness.
Yeah, there's an inner compass in there. And when we go off course, like all hell breaks loose.
Yes.
And it takes a long time to recover from some of that, I think.
Well, let's hear another song from the new album, mm-hmm, Live by the Sword, Die by the Sword by Katie Powder.
Song. Live by the Song, Die by the Song.
He just took it up a notch.
So close.
But you got
where that's how my brain thinks sometimes, I guess. When you're typing out, we were talking to somebody, they said they type out swear words that just acts. Beth Keeley.
Yeah.
She types out swear words. I type in sword instead of song.
Oh, yeah. I can tell what you were thinking about.
Live by the Song, Die by the Song by Katie Powderly, Live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. Mm-hmm. This song is called Tobacco, huh, and this song garnered you a semifinalist in the Tennessee Songwriters Week National Songwriting, ooh, Competition. Tell us about this song. Is tobacco wacky?
No, I actually hate tobacco. I'm a non-smoker, but tobacco is a metaphor for a bad man or a person who... treats people. The tobacco is a metaphor for, you'll hear it in the lyrics, but basically about someone who uses people and discards them like they're disposable. And you'll understand after I sing about it.
Okay.
But yeah, the Tennessee Songwriting, the Songwriters Competition was such a blessing. I randomly entered a songwriting competition on the internet and then couldn't even find the link to go back to figure out what the songwriting competition was. And then a few weeks later, I got an email and they were like, it was funny because I know this is going to sound really woo-woo, but I have what I call a manifestation journal on my desk in my office. And I was like, a few weeks previous, I was like, you know, I should write down a list of venues I'd like to play in the next several months. So I wrote down, I'd like to play Bristol, Tennessee, Virginia, which is a border town in the birthplace of country music. Museum is like the place I had specifically in mind. And then I also wanted to return to the Down Home, which is a famous venue in Johnson City, Tennessee, where Towns Van Zandt used to play, Guy Clark. And I played there when I was promoting my first album, but I always wanted to come back. And oddly enough, out of the blue, entered the songwriting competition and I got to go to play at the, just mere like a month later or something like that, play at the very specific places that were in my woo-woo manifestation journal. Yeah, it's kind of wild. But yeah, and then I got on to the second round, so I was a semifinalist with my song. And I got to meet some incredible people who have devoted their lives to songwriting, too. And it was just a really fun opportunity to go to Tennessee a few times and make some song nerd friends and have a lot of adventures, raise a bunch of hell.
Awesome.
Or
congrats.
Raise a bunch of heck. I'm retired. I can only do so much now.
You can definitely say hell on Max Inc.
No,
Radio.
I'm no longer able to raise hell is what I'm saying. I'm retired. I can raise heck.
She's a heck raiser.
Well, let's raise some hell right now. Okay. This song is called Tobacco. You're listening to Katie Powderly live in the lair on Max Inc. Radio.
Look at you. Bad men do, trying to convince me it ain't true, telling pretty lies I see right through. There you go, alluding to the fact you'd buy swearing that you found salvation like a chainsaw. You cut them down to size. Once you got them hypnotized, where have you been? 'Cause I've been hearing stories from back then. A list of names enough for 20 men. Watch it burn, it all goes up in smoke like Virginia tobacco. Now all your girls, they sing the blues once they become yesterday's news, all tore up and faded like your jeans. All your sad song beauty queens. Sure as hell can't buy salvation. I won't let you cut me down to size. You are a devil in disguise, and I can see through all your lies. You are a devil in disguise. Why won't you look me in the eye?
Powerful.
Wow.
We're back here with Katie Powderly live in the lair on Max Inc. Radio. Katie, your new album, Live by the Song, Die by the Song, is being celebrated by the Burr Oak on December 30th here in Madison and released to the world New Year's Eve. How can we get your music in our hands or on our devices?
Thank you so much for asking, Rocker. Thank you so much for asking, Rocker. I'm so pleased to A, be speaking into the correct microphone, and B, to share with you that local company, Super Duper, pressed my album to vinyl. So you can get it on vinyl, you can get it on CD, and anywhere in the entire world on streaming platforms. But from my website, katiepowderly.com, you can order it. I have it in stock. I will mail it to you. You can order it signed if you like for an extra special touch. You can order it just unsigned. But it's a gatefold artwork, so there's all the lyrics and photography and art and all sorts of good stuff for you in there. And this original project, my EP, was originally going to be 5 songs that I wrote and kind of agreed that they were going to be a project because I recorded them all in one session, but then that's only 5 songs. And I thought, if people are going to invest in my physical media, I'd like to give them more songs. So kind of in that same season of life with the same collaborators, I created that live EP that's on my YouTube channel called Live at Mystery Tone Studios. So I took the audio from that. So that's 5 songs and I made an A side and a B side of the album. So at least for the first pressing of this record, you get the original 5 songs on Live by the Song, Die by the Song, but then you get 5 bonus songs as a B-side. So that's on the first pressing of the CD and the album on vinyl. So I'm really excited about that. And then my first album called Slips of the Tongue, which I recorded at Smart Studios with a really cool group of people from both Madison and nationally. I repressed that in honor of its 10-year anniversary. So I have that on vinyl and CD also, and with updated new artwork, and it's got the gatefold so you unfurl it, and it's just exciting. I'm a packaging person and a visual artist, so I love to, and I'm a tactile person too, so I like to listen to songs and read about them as I'm listening. So all the things, I've got merch, all that stuff. So it's all available. If you're not local, it's katiepowderly.com. I'll ship it to you, I'll sign it for you. But if not, you can come to the Burr Oak on New Year's Eve. Leave New Year's Eve for the amateurs and then come hang out with us on New Year's Eve and come home with some either belated gifts for other people or for yourself, man.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I like it. For yourself. That's how it should be.
Treat yourself, bro.
Treat yourself well. I don't want to go pushing forward because you are just celebrating Live by the Song, Die by the Song. But what's next for you? Oh, and I need to tell you, we got a message. But go ahead and I'll read this message to you from someone who used to work with you.
Who is it?
John Stover.
Oh, yeah.
He said, Katie and I worked together many years ago at the co-op.
Oh, wow. Thank you for listening. I appreciate it.
And he said, I am so thrilled to see her making strides in her career.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate you saying that. I'm very blessed to be following my calling and being able to. I don't take it for granted. Every single day I feel lucky to be doing the things that, like, do you ever have those Facebook memories pop up where it's like 10 years ago today you said this, or 7 years ago today? Well, like, I see those memories pop up in my Facebook and it's like, I can't wait for the day that I can be like making my dreams come true and working primarily on songs instead of working at a job that's crushing my soul. Not that that job crushed my soul, but other various jobs over time. And I feel very blessed to be doing this. But up next for me, I have a ton of songs in the can because that I haven't released because of COVID and just the backlog of everything. So I have a full-length LP with my electric band called The Unconditional Lovers, and that's songs I wrote so long ago that we worked on together and that I produced. So those will all be coming out. And then I have my project with the Steel Wheels where it's like, that's Appalachian vibes too, but it's like full band Appalachian vibes, and it's really, I'm super proud of that project as well. Wholesome.
Okay, well, we got about 4 minutes left, and you have like one more song. So let's get back to live music in the lair with Katie Powderly, presented by Aaron Weber Group. This is another song from your new album.
Yay!
And it's called Revolving Door.
It's just a game to you. You love to gamble. You're a betting man. Prone to ramble. You never wager much, but you're not afraid to lose. 'Cause the house always wins. Keeps you amused. scratches on your bedpost, the hearts of many more. Your body count reminds you of your upper hand, the cards up your sleeve, the tricks you got planned. Revolving door to your bedroom, round and round it goes. One comes out, one comes in. Who'll be next? Nobody knows. Focus your next gaze upon till she lets you in. Do you sleep well there in the bed we share? Do you whisper the same things to her to convince her that you care? Revolving door to your bedroom, round and round it goes. One comes out, one comes in. Who'll be next? Nobody knows. Revolving door to your bedroom, round and round it goes.
You're listening to Live in the Lair Memorial Day Weekend Marathon, reliving some of the best performances live in the Lair. This is Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. We are local music.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the Lair with Kaylin Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now I know. Now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's talking on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's Live in the Lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Yeah, when you wanna go out and see a band or get a drink, you wanna know what's going on, check out Maximum Inc. What's hot overseas or new in the local scene? Wisconsin's only a music magazine. The record label's reading something, does a girl next door. In the bars and coffee shops and at the grocery store. And if you're surfing the web, check out our homepage. Maximum-ink.com.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute, and today I'm thinking about hiring financial professionals for advice. Most of us don't need, and let's be frank, can't afford, a full-time or even a part-time financial planner in our lives. Even so, I recommend considering hiring a certified financial planner for an hour or two whenever you have a big life change on the horizon.
It might be helpful for retirement or marriage, divorce, a kid going to college, a parent who needs more care, or maybe an incoming inheritance. CFPs can help you make a plan for taxes you didn't expect. A session or two with a certified financial planner can really help you figure out what's what. Ooh, last thing. Make sure they are a certified financial planner. CFPs have standards and they go through lots of training. For more everyday money help, check out my videos at Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap. WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls. W228EP Eau Claire. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.